Is Courtney the Grinch who stole Christmas? I think so. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're talking about a Nightmare Before Christmas episode recap here on Kardashians Weekly.
Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? We are back here. If you guys just checked out our recap of Drop Dead Gorgeous, we just didn't go anywhere. We decided, you know what? Let's recap another episode.
We're here. Right?
And as you can tell, we have a new panel member.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Yes, thank you for being here. We're excited to have someone new on the panel. We're shaking things up.
Shaking it up.
Unfortunately, Shanti is not on the panel anymore. She had other obligations, and we love her. We wish her well. But Nakia is the new face of Kardashian.
Hey, Nakia. I'm here, guys. Ready to party with you guys.
Yes.
So excited.
And of course, Howard the Third is always in the building.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody.
Good to be seen. Good to be
heard.
That's his line, you guys.
I love it.
I couldn't let you slide by without saying
that. That's true. Good to be seen. Good to be heard.
Yes. And I am Dakota T. Jones, and thank you for joining us. We're recapping A Nightmare Before Christmas. This episode was great. Lots to talk about. Obviously, this feud storyline has been going on since the premiere episode,
Yeah. Which
has been crazy. But before we kind of get into that and the Christmas spirit here in August. Are we in August?
Yeah, we're in August. Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about Christmas in August?
Right. But you know what, though? In a blink of an eye, Christmas will be here.
Right.
Because it feels like Christmas was just here, mm-hmm. and now it's coming. It's approaching.
It's
so
weird, right? Mm-hmm.
We got to get in the Christmas spirit.
All right. In August, you know? It's not even fall yet, you guys. We're talking about winter.
But so LA of us.
Can we talk about how MJ, like, shades Courtney? MJ sitting at the dinner table. We don't like Courtney right now, right? She's a mess.
Yeah.
Granny.
I love that MJ's so, like, in tune with everything and though she's the grandma and she's the other. She, like, knows the tea. She's like, we're not feeling her today, are we? Right? Okay. No.
I'm just trying to get my character together. Like, we're
exactly.
trying to be mad at her, right? Okay. Camera's rolling. Go. Action. Grandma's here for that check.
MJ's not playing.
She sure is. Yeah. I'm not
she
even
raised the Kris Jenner, so.
And she was over there looking cute with her little choker. I said, okay, MJ, who is this? Woman.
Fabulous.
She reminds me, if she were to dye her hair like dark black, she would remind me of Edna Mode.
Yeah.
Like with the bob, you know, like just a little.
So cute. She's adorable.
I love her.
Slay.
But Kris bounces on that dinner. She's feeling nauseous. She's nauseous and she goes to bed and she's not feeling it. And I'm like, Kris, you organize this dinner. I'm like, this is a storyline. Just wait. I was like, this isn't for nothing. So she thinks that maybe someone is poisoning her food. Maybe Courtney, maybe the gardener, maybe the plumber, maybe Kylie's assistant that's randomly there with the beautiful hair.
Oh my gosh.
That was a funny little thing. And she sets up these cameras and the water testing. That was amazing.
Where do you get those kits from? That's what I want to know.
I don't exactly. know. You were like, where do we get these? I'm like, you probably just get them at Walmart.
Yeah. Because now I want it and now I'm going to test the water and shake, shake. What did she say? Shake, shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake.
And then she was like, I don't even know how to tell.
Like, what's
the
point?
I was like, Kris, you don't have the instructions. There's not a manual. Like, ain't no book. What are you doing? How do you know your water is good, bad, or the other?
It's funny because Courtney's water was actually worse than Kris's. Like, it was over.
Yeah.
And Kris's was a little under.
Oh, it's LA water, man.
And it's hilarious because, you know, Courtney's like, oh, I am nothing but health. Everything is great and I'm gluten-free.
Exactly.
And I'm like, girl, your water. You
yeah, check that water.
You gotta check that water because.
And Kris needs to check everybody in her house. Imagine having a house and not knowing everyone that comes in here because when you have six kids, you were managing everything and everybody, so everyone's assistants are there and friends are there and family's there. MJ's there. Dogs are here. Exes are there. So I'm like, imagine just going to sleep and I would be paranoid too.
I don't want anyone in my house.
No.
And the fact that, like, let's say I would walk in the kitchen with my, like, underwear on in the morning, just like chilling, and then like someone's in there who I don't know. That's not gonna work out for me.
Scary, nope. Scary. Just like how she had that guy going through her bar. I'm like, why don't you know this man going through your bar? Like,
especially who they are.
Exactly. What company he's with. Like, oh, he's got on fancy shoes. Are they not supposed to wear those little fancy shoes? Like, why are you saying it's so surprised?
No.
Now this is a burglar. Like, girl, he just put something underneath your sink.
We don't know.
Get it together.
That bar was cool though.
That was a really nice.
Very
bar.
Nice.
A lot of liquor.
But no, the man. Know that guy.
Know who's in your house, Kris.
Know who it is. In the end, it was basically just Kris changed the dose of her hormones, her hormone medicine.
True Kris fashion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought it was funny because you and I were laughing because she had like one drink in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's how she's like after one drink. I'm like, this is the girl that usually is like having shots of vodka.
Exactly.
And she has one little mixed drink and has to call it a night.
That's like, I was like, what's happening with her? But I love the fact that she just assumed or thought someone would poison her because Courtney would put that in her head that someone's. One of the kids are poisoning her.
I love that. It was Courtney. Courtney did it.
Courtney.
Courtney must have done it. But originally, Courtney was going to have the Christmas party at her place, which did not end up happening at her place, right?
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. I think they were going to do Christmas morning at her house.
Okay. Right.
And the party at Chris's.
Yeah. And she didn't want Scott to be there. She thinks, oh, Eunice is going to be there. I don't want to mix it with Scott, which I'm like, okay, I'm usually pro-Courtney rather than Scott. But at the same time, it is a Christmas Eve party with your children. Their father should be there so that way the kids have the memories with their father. Obviously, Scott and Eunice probably don't see eye to eye. They don't like each other because they're each other's rivals or whatever.
Right.
But then Kendall, she doesn't usually get fired up, but she was mad because she said, well, what about my dad? Is my dad not invited to the party?
And Kendall's, you know, one thing I love about Kendall and Kylie, like, they will always speak up for their dad. Mm-hmm. And even when, you know, it was like Caitlyn versus the Kardashians / Jenners, and the older girls was not feeling Caitlyn. And I love that Kendall and Kylie still stood their ground. They're like, this is our dad. We don't care how you feel. So I love that Kendall was like, wait, hold up. So my dad can't come? You were with my dad for over 20 years. What's the problem now? And I get it. You guys had beef, but so did Courtney and Scott. So if you guys are trying to make a case for Courtney and Scott and saying she needs to get over it, then mom, the person you were married to for over 20 years and you have two babies with, Ian needs to put the Christmas smile on and get over it.
Yeah.
I feel her on that.
What's weird, though, because Chris or Caitlyn didn't even show up, which is funny because Chris was like, oh, she'll show up.
I know.
She was like, no, I'm good. But, like, and I can understand where they're all coming from, but it's just, like, I don't know. I see where everyone's coming from, but don't nag on Courtney to feel one type of way. But if you feel the same exact way about your ex.
True. Very true. And I just love how Kendall called her, called out Chris, and Chris was like, I don't know. Like, she never really answered. She just looked away, and she was like, is somebody going to help me or what? And then that's when Kim jumped in and said, well, that's a different situation. No, it's not, girl.
No, it's not. It's the same.
It's the same.
They both did messed up things, for sure.
Sure did.
It was interesting, though, when Courtney and Kendall met up for dinner or lunch or whatever, because we don't usually see the two of them together by themselves anymore. They used to be pretty close, but they haven't really been on the show together very much, which was interesting. But I thought it was so funny how she was like, I think I want to just skip out on the whole all of Christmas, and I want to like just go on a little vacation with my little boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then she was even like talking about the beef with Kim and how she was throwing shots saying, you know what, I could say, oh, you have a bunch of cellulite on your butt from those photos in Mexico. I'm like, whoa. She's like, but I don't fight dirty anymore. And I'm like, well, Kim's going to see this later.
Of course. Exactly. Of course. But you know, I mean, I'm the only child, so I'm happy that I'm the only child. Sisters will be sisters, because I when that fight was going on, I was like, wow, like Kim was saying some crazy things. So I can be a logical person and understand where Courtney's coming from.
Right.
But I do know at the end of the day that they're sisters and they love each other. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with sisters and brothers, people usually switch roles. Like, one week you're loving this sibling and the other week you're loving this. So I feel like this season right now we're seeing, like, Kim and Chloe team up and Courtney and Kendall, and Kylie's just waiting to give birth.
Right.
And
Kylie's
Rob
out,
is minding his business. So I feel like we're going to probably see more of Kendall and Courtney, because those two have always... I used to always say they're the ones who are just like... we're over everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see Chloe and Kim together.
Yeah.
Ditto. I mean, they're very chill. I just love how they had a bashing session low-key on Kim.
Shame.
I was like, dang, look at them teaming up.
She's like, come on.
And Kendall was speaking so much. I'm like, Kendall, why don't you talk more? Like, I still don't feel like I know her personality as much.
Oh, my
like, I
gosh.
Know she's a goofball, but it's like, we don't get as much of Kendall.
Yeah.
So when she was, like, letting it out and she was speaking so much in all these scenes, I was like, yes, girl.
I love her. I think she's so great. And a lot of, you know, like you said, we haven't seen a ton from her in the past necessarily, or she's been more like closed off or guarded, and seeing more of her just really just shows how much of a fun person she is, because so many people are saying, oh, Kendall's the worst, or like behind the scenes Kendall's like a you know what, and it's like, no, she's really funny, really good, and like down to earth
and really chill. And if you watch past seasons, you always notice that Courtney and Kendall were always the ones that were just like like Kendall just wanted to drive a race car with her dad and ride her horse.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the Jenner kids, because her and Kylie, and I think because they got to see their sisters and their brother grow up as well on camera, I think for them they're just a little bit different.
Right.
Shout out to Kendall.
It's so crazy though, because like even like I ran into her like a few months ago at a mall, and there was no paparazzi around, no bodyguards, just her and a friend. And she could have easily, when I said Kendall, she could have easily ignored me, got in the car, left. But she stopped. She heard what I had to say, took the time to listen. I was like, I'm part of AfterBuzz. We talk about your family every week. She's like, oh, that is so cool. I'm so glad that I ran into you. So nice to meet you. And she initiated a hug. Oh my
God. Like, aww.
And that's when I was like, you know what? No one's around. She could have easily just like gone away and no one would have known about it, you know? And the fact that that was the moment that she decided to be so kind to me, I was like, I think she is just the coolest person ever. And anyone, there's a lot of people coming for her in the tabloids, which we'll talk about in a little bit later in tea time. But I just think she is the most down-to-earth, cool person, and the fact that I got to experience that firsthand, I have, like, no doubt in my mind on what kind of a person she is.
Yeah, she's really sweet. So she seems really sweet, so I'm here for Kendall.
It seems like she genuinely, like, is nice to the fans.
She's a chill person. Like, I've always loved her character. I've always loved her person because, like I said, her and Courtney, to me, were just always the chill ones who just, they didn't care about being in the limelight. They have these amazing jobs, but they're the two who are always was, like, they... Like, if this was to shut down today, they would be okay.
Yeah.
And I love that about Kendall Jenner, because she's like, I just want to be in dirt and mud and ride a horse.
And model some days.
Leave me alone. And I love that. So I love seeing them two together bashing the others.
Yeah. What did you think about Courtney's deciding, okay, I'm going to finally let Scott come for the Christmas? We knew it was going to happen, but she had to work through it in her mind and, like, figure it out on her own, or, like, come to the realization on her own. What did you think about that?
I mean, I was happy for it. It was like, okay, finally, like, let him come. He has all these kids with you. Like, girl, it's a no-brainer. Like, come on. And I felt low-key bad for him because he was like, everybody else wants me to come. It's only you trying to hold me up, and I don't understand why. We have this family. And it's like, girl, what's your real reason? Like, you can have your man and your baby's daddy there. Look at your mother. Like, she was doing it for a while. Corey was there. And when Caitlin was Bruce, like, Bruce was still around. So what's
And when
your
Robert
reason?
Was alive, it would be Robert and Bruce. And then Caitlin and Corey. I just think it depends on your partners have to just be really mature.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot, I'm sure, because it wouldn't be easy. But
stay at the like the opposite side of the rooms, or do what you got to do, but just invite Scott and give him a speech. Like, act right, don't mess up, don't drink. If you show off in front of my man, this is your last thing. Like, you are not, you know what I mean? Give him that talk. There's a certain talk you give your boo. Yeah. Ex-boo, whatever.
It's crazy. I have some grandparents that are divorced, and every time that we'll have a family party, they'll both come with their new spouses, and they'll be cordial. Like, my two grandpas would come up to each other, shake each other's hand, and I'm like, ooh.
But
it works out great. Yeah. They're super respectful, and that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have to get a divorce, you're going to have to know that you're going to have to still see each other.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're co-parenting. Like, this is just what happens when your kids get older, and you guys have to be in each other's life for the rest of your kids' life. So we just have to grow up and get to the party mood, and let's get it together for Christmas.
Yes. Christmas, the festivities are upon
yes.
us. And then the last storyline was that Chloe is waiting for Kylie to announce her pregnancy. Obviously, Kylie was not planning to anytime soon, so she gave her blessing for Chloe to go ahead and release that information. But beforehand, Kim was deciding to be super silly, like, come on, it's like really late, let's go throw candy canes out the window and let's go TP Chris's house. what was your thoughts on that?
I love that, because that just brings us back to her, Kim being more goofy and the whole like mortician thing. And it just reminds, like Kim said, when Chris TP'd her house, that was amazing. I'm like, this is cute. I like
that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, they're just throwing these candy canes. I hope nobody's like window got hit.
Oh my gosh.
Or nobody like got hit in the process. Because low key, throwing candy canes out of the like a driving car, moving car so fast like that.
That hurts.
Kind of dangerous. I know.
I said, what if somebody's watching this now and they're like, wait a minute, someone threw a candy cane at me in December.
I thought they were going to do it like on a street with like houses. It looked like they were just on the freeway chucking.
Yeah.
Someone's window broke.
For them.
Had to be.
There's going to be a lawsuit. Wait for it.
Yep. Exactly. Low key, though, we were all talking about that pizza that Chloe had. And I was like, Kim, why don't we see you grow up down like this? Like, Kim was eating. I said, this is what we like.
Proud of her.
Put the salad to the side. Let's grub.
Because they love a salad.
Exactly.
They do.
Live for a salad. And I'm like, yes, pizza. And it looks so good.
Did they go through a drive-thru to get this pizza, though?
Right? I'm like, what drive-thru is this, and where can we get this pizza?
I don't like, that's the thing. Is whenever I get pizza, I don't like having to park and find parking for one, then go in, pay, wait for it. Like, I just want to go roll through the drive-thru.
And they knew.
I can even call ahead and make an order. I just want to roll through the drive-thru and get that pizza.
They were regulars. They and said, we know pizza. Where to go.
I want Olive Garden and pizza and donuts.
And then Krispy Kreme. Yep. Cool.
It's a list.
We have a lot of stuff to do after this. thank you guys again for watching. And I just want to let you guys know that we have a ton of after shows here at AfterBuzz TV. Obviously, the reality TV channel you're watching now. We have drama, sci-fi, and more. And there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made to you, and you'll help our AfterBuzz TV family continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other channels. And please let us know you did in the comments below. We will shout you out next week on air. But thanks again for being our lovely fan base. We love you so much, and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we love you guys.
We really, really do. And we love you so much that we're going to go ahead and move into our next segment. Gram Glam. Let's talk about it. This is your first Gram Glam.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
This is awesome.
Obviously, this is a photo that Kim posted this week on Instagram.
Oh. Come on.
What is with this, like, thong situation?
Exactly. This is very 2003, and right. I love it.
Though. I was just about to say that. Bring me back to the early 2000s.
This is, first of all, it's giving me, like, Cher in the 2000s. Yeah. She looks amazing.
And for those of you who are listening to our podcast version and not our live action version on YouTube, she's wearing like a neon green or yellow two-piece situation. Might be like a skirt or a dress or something. And then she has this big Gucci thong hanging out, I guess. And she was actually promoting her contour sticks or her new highlighter or something. Gosh. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize the highlighter was there.
Exactly. I didn't even know she was promoting.
I didn't even look. I noticed anything in her hand. I've been looking at this thong the whole time.
I know. And the girls, for the next photo, the girls are continuing to show skin this
Ooh.
Week.
Ooh.
This is Courtney with her...
Wow.
I mean, she looks good, though.
Let me tell you something. Great. When I turn 39 and 40, I want to look like Courtney Kardashian. She looks amazing.
She looks great.
This is her, like, sending a post to Eunice, like, hey, like, I ain't pressed.
I'm good. We're good over here. Wow, she looks beautiful. Mom of three, come on.
Okay, shutting it down.
Sickening.
Wearing this like pink, it's very neon this week. This like neon pink one piece here laying across a bunch of rocks. If I ever tried to do anything like that, I wouldn't even.
I know. Imagine how many takes that had to take though. Like a photo's like, all right, Courtney, just like right there. And like, my butt hurts.
Is she still on vacation? Is this another vacation?
Because
you know we used to talk about how I mean, if she got all that money to do vacations, I'd probably do the same thing.
I would too.
But I'm just like, girl, like you on vacation all the time. And even we saw in the past, she used to go visit Eunice every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. She would go for a week every 6 weeks.
She stays on vacation. But that's insane. I love it.
And then we have Chloe in this bedazzled silver sport-looking suit with, like, a blazer made out of diamonds. I don't know what's going on. But I really love this photo. I think she looks great, and I love the hair. And what's your take?
She looks bomb. Mm-hmm. Like, her hair is on point. First of all, I need this workout outfit, but I would never work out in it because it's just too pretty to get all sweaty. Mm-hmm. But she looks really good. Mom of one, come through. Just had a baby.
Yeah, she looks great. You know Chloe's my girl, so I'm loving it. She is giving me just life right now.
Yes. Of course.
Come on, snap back.
The next photo is of Kendall wearing a green swimsuit. That one is kind of neon as well.
Wow.
Okay. I love how dark and edgy this photo is. Like, you can't really see her all that well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go to the beach with Kendall.
She's dope, though. She's also taking photography and taking a lot of photos. So I love this, though, because she has such a good eye.
Yeah.
She looks good. She looks good.
Great.
Sickening.
Beautiful photo.
No Olive Garden for me, y'all.
No, but I need someone to go with me. I'm hungry.
We'll start tomorrow.
This is the only non-bikini photo besides Chloe. This was, I think, her outfit to the VMAs. We have Kylie here wearing what looks to be like a robe-esque outfit with like these giant, tall, what are those, boots, heels?
Boots. Yeah. Those are like thigh-high boots. Mm-hmm. Very sexy.
She looks great.
Sensuality.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
She's killing it.
I never used to be a fan of hers in blonde hair because I loved her when she was dark and grunge and punk kind of with the dark hair. But she looks really good in this blonde. This blonde moment, this blonde wig that she has on right now,
she
looks bomb.
She's killing it. I mean, just everything from the little off the shoulder to the boots, just low-key loving it. I didn't know if I really liked her VMA outfit, though. It was like this tuxedo button-up type of theme, but it was white.
Yeah. Like, so that's not the outfit that she wore to the VMA?
No, this wasn't
New York, but this wasn't like the VMA outfit.
Oh, right.
Okay. I wish it was.
Yeah, because I like this outfit better than the VMA. The VMA, well, it was cute, but this one... Yes, Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Usually we have like little cutouts of their faces and we vote on them. I forgot the cutouts today. So starting with Howard the Third, who is your Instagram Gram Glam pick of the week?
Of course I'm giving it to my girl Chloe. Ooh. I mean, snapback on 1000. She's over there giving me life in that two-piece shimmery thing and that she wore to Kylie's birthday party. So
she's getting it.
Nice.
Yes, definitely. What about you?
Mine's going to be Kylie. She looks really sexy and grown. And I mean, I hate to say that because she's so young, but she just looks really beautiful. And I love her in the blonde hair and the sexy boots. Definitely. So Kylie.
Yes. And I have to choose Kylie this week as well. I love it. I think I want to see more of her. We don't see her a lot on the show. But looks like we're running a little bit behind on time, so we got to go. But we love you guys so much. Again, where can we keep up with you on social media, Howard?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And you can check me on Thursday because I'm doing Jersey Shore.
Yay! Thank you again so much for joining the panel. Guys, we're so excited.
I love you guys, and I'm so excited to be here. Yay. This is going to be fun.
Thank you so much. And you guys can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And we will see you next week. Keep up with you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.